You didn't give them your bond's names. You didn't break. I did break. I let my bond take the pain for me. I let it become the monster instead of me.
Ooh. All right. So that was a quote from Ollie. This is a quote, again, from Ollie. I have no idea what to do with someone's thanks. Awkward. So I deflect like a pro instead. If that's not me, I don't know what is.
Samesies.
Compliments are gross.
Compliments are gross. Gifts are tough.
I know. I have a very visceral reaction whenever someone compliments me. I like make a face and I like punch in on myself and I'm just like, stop.
The sickness takes over. It's just like,
it does.
Vomit inducing.
Yeah, it really is. It's anyway.
What are we talking about?
Those were our quotes from Blood Bonds.
Yes. Book 3.
Book 3 of 6 of the Broken Bond series. Mm. But before we get into it, it is time for our updates.
You guys, it is such a struggle to think of an update.
I know. It's like, what's going on in my life other than work and reading?
Yeah.
Pretty much nothing.
What's, again, you introduced me to. Is it if you have Amazon Prime or just
Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime, not sponsored once again.
I know. Come on, we love a sponsor. Sponsor us.
I'll take a side hustle. I'll take a little extra change. You know,
change.
Change. So Amazon Prime members out there, there's something called First Reads. Amazon First Reads.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Amazon First Reads.
Okay, so it's like what, 6-7 books in the beginning of the month, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to be released soon. Yes. And they give you the option to read it before they're released for free.
And you get to keep the book.
And that's cool.
And so it's really cool because it's like different genres. Mm-hmm. And they always have at least like 4 or 5 different genres to pick from. And then they have a note from the editor about why they like the book, what they're excited about. And then you can click a link. You get it for free before it's released.
It's a really good deal.
So it's really cool, guys. At the first of every month, if you have Amazon Prime, it's something that I didn't even know was a thing.
Dude, I didn't know either.
I found it was like an influencer talking about it. Mm. I'm like, whoa. So I've gotten like I've been doing it for 5 months.
That's cool.
And I get a free book every month.
That's awesome.
And I think one month they had where you could get 2 books
Ooh,
for free.
I like that.
So it's really cool. But shall we talk about what we just got?
Yeah. So this will be my first time doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading through and I saw this. It was, the tagline was like, witchy vibes, but Jane Eyre.
Yes. And I fucking love Jane Eyre. That's one of my favorite stories.
Yeah. I remember a general plot line. Mm-hmm. I read this book probably in 8th grade. So I was 15.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. But I do remember enjoying it. I remember like everyone complaining about it because it's like all the dudes, you know, in school always complain about like these types of books, historical type dramas.
They always do. My brother actually, because I had to read it for school, or maybe I didn't, but my brother did. He's a couple years younger. And I'm obsessed with books. Mm-hmm. I keep books. I literally probably have 4 or 5 copies of Jane Eyre.
Oh, damn. Okay.
One of them is the book that he read for his class. And he hated the book so much. He said, I want to burn it at the end of the class. And I said, no, you're giving the book to me. I shall, like a child, I shall keep it.
Yes. People had a visceral reaction to this book, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because we're all like 15 years old.
Yeah. And I will say the age difference between Jane and Mr. Rochester mm-hmm. is a little bit stark.
Yeah. I think, but to be fair, that's like common back then.
Yes. Like, yeah, because this was in the 1800s it was made.
There wasn't a lot of propriety back then. You know what I mean? Even though there
are options out there either.
Yeah. No. Like, and you know, you're like a young, you know, new to the society girl, and you know, there's a hot daddy with some money over here.
Yeah, fuck.
Don't pass
He's
that
up. He's a bit
uggo. Yeah.
Which, it's kind of funny because in the book, they're even like, he asked Jane, like, oh, do you find me handsome? She's like, no, I find you ugly. But it's because, like,
wow, romantic.
They're so honest with each other. It's great.
But that's,
it's really cool.
I don't know, though, if that would be something I would want in my love life.
See, for me, I'm very brutally honest. Like, that's just my vibe, which I don't know how much Hayden likes it.
But I don't know. Like, if Hayden straight up came up to you and was like, to be honest, I think you're hideous.
That would be unfortunate. That would for sure make me sad. But
yeah.
This is like before they were together, and he was just because he's rich, he's so used to, like, okay, let's arm defending, I know. But, like, he's so rich, everyone's like, oh, my God, yeah, you're gorgeous, yeah. whatever. And she's like, you're really not that pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't call him ugly. Oh, okay. She's just like, you're not what is considered mm-hmm. a handsome face.
Okay.
You're older. Yeah. Your nose is big.
People are just sucking up to you because they want some.
She's the one of the first people who don't suck up to him because it was his money.
Right. So, yeah, there is, like, a nice part to that where it's like, you're not just trying to befriend me because you want something.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it's, I don't know, it is, like, not a typical romance book.
Yeah.
But I love it.
So I this book that we found, it's called Salt and Broom.
Yes.
And there's a crow on the cover.
We love a crow.
So I'm interested to see, you know, what they do with it.
Yeah, and it's a witchy retelling mm-hmm. of Jane Eyre, yeah. which I'm really excited about. Actually, on Spotify, I don't remember what it was called. Might have just been Steampunk Jane Eyre. But I listened to essentially a retelling of Jane Eyre where it was steampunk.
That's cool.
Which I thought was cool. So, like, in the book, she's an artist and she really likes to draw. Mm. So the way they steampunked it was she is essentially, like, a tinkerer of the Ooh. Little gadgets. And so she would make moving,
oh,
like,
that's cool.
little statues yeah, and stuff.
Yeah, she's kind of like an engineer.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But a woman, yeah. so not. Because right. women are gross.
An engineeress.
An engineeress. Yes, well. but definitely check out Amazon First Reads. If you don't have it, still, even though we haven't read it, 10 out of 10 recommend this Salt and Broom book.
Right, yeah.
I fucking love Jane Eyre.
Yeah,
and
I'm
witchy
excited.
Vibes? Are you shitting me?
I'm excited because I haven't read in so long that it's going to be, like, new for me.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that when we pod on that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, should we get into it?
Let's get into it. Let's roll the intro.
Roll that intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fae Babes, the podcast where we delve into the enchanting world of fantasy romance.
Join us as we explore magical realms, fall in love with fae daddies, and tell you what the fuck is happening in these stories.
So grab your favorite book, a cozy blanket, and let's embark on a magical journey together.
Because who needs reality when you can lose yourself in a world with magic and shit? And we're back.
Jumping right into it.
Did that intro not fucking smack?
Yeah, if you're not wet right now, then I don't know what's wrong with you. You need help.
If you're not wet?
Dude, that intro, hot.
It is pretty hot. I would just like you all to know that every time, now that we finally have an intro, every time we record, we always pause after the beginning so I could put the intro in. And then I play, like, the last 10 seconds so we could listen to the intro. And we just fucking dance the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I try to, I don't know about you, but I try to go for the, like, most interesting dance moves.
Mine are not interesting, but, you know, I just roll with the vibes. Whatever tinges my body.
I'm over here being a fucking just spaz. And you're just, you know, vibing along. And I'm here, like, doing weird, like,
Listen, we have 10 out of 10. We are proud of this intro.
Yes.
I don't give a shit about anyone else, but I...
But if you like it, please let us know.
Please let us know, yeah. But all the haters out there, you can go fuck off.
And you know what's funny? Because we searched for so long to get that fucking song.
If anyone is familiar with copyright... you know, MP3s for free online.
Yeah.
It is rough out
it's
there.
It's slim pickings for some good copyright.
We had to
look
in the children's song.
Yeah, I think this was a children's song.
Yeah, hilarious.
Also, it's funny because Hayden, like, the first comment he made about the song, he's like, that's a trombone. Because he played the trombone.
Yeah, if you didn't know, there's a trombone in there.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
But it smacks. We're proud of it. There you go.
Yeah.
Bon appetit.
Let's talk about Blood Bonds.
Let's get into it.
Yes. Book three.
Book three.
We're halfway there.
Six.
Oh my God. Jay Bree, you dirty girl.
Yeah. Jay Bree. We love her.
We love her.
So, again, these books essentially each follow, like, one by one mm-hmm. with no breaks in between.
Yes. So, getting right where
so,
we left off.
Yeah. Let's quick recap of.
Yes. Briefly. So. Kairi is Griffin's sister. Mm-hmm. She is taken by the resistance, and of course Ollie can't deal she can't handle that.
Mm-mm.
She's like, Kieran, you need to help me transport to the camp so we can rescue Kairi.
Yep.
They make it there. Unfortunately, there is a powerful shield who is someone who can block other people's powers. And yeah. so now Kieran and Ollie can't use their powers. They're stuck at the camp.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. In walks Silas Davies, mm-hmm. who it turns out is Ollie's nemesis. Who,
the
you know,
boogeyman.
Yes, she's been running from. And next to him, Atlas's daddy.
Whoa.
Wow.
What is, what do they call John Wick? It's another name for the boogeyman, but in a different language. It's like...
No, I know what you're talking about.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
How fucking dope of a name is Baba Yaga?
Right. Yeah.
Shout out to Baba Yellow Legs.
Baba Yellow Legs.
Wasn't that her name?
Yeah.
In Throne of Glass.
Oh, yes. Great witch.
Baba Yaga. Oh, love it. Anyway,
So
Ollie is in the camps.
Mm-hmm.
And we essentially have learned very briefly in the last book that she was taken by the Resistance in the past. And lived as a tortured person yeah. for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Her main torturer was Silas Davies.
Yes.
He is a neuro.
Yep.
And he has his own little tent for torture.
Yeah.
He has his own little torture devices and knives. Mm-hmm. He's essentially real big fucked up yeah. in the head.
So the book starts off with the prologue. And this is a flashback to when Ollie was first in the car accident with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she wakes up in the hospital. And she's kind of communicating with the nurses. And they're like, oh, you're going to be fine. Your bonded group is so, you know, powerful. And they have lots of money. And
they're on their way.
And they're on their way here for you. And, you know, everything's going to be great. And the nurse leaves the room. And from the dark corner of the hospital room, mm-hmm. Silas Davies.
It's not Silas Davies.
What?
It's okay.
Wait, what?
It's not Silas Davies.
I thought it was him.
It's the dude who can turn invisible.
Oh.
And we'll learn more about where else he
Interesting.
Pops up.
I didn't know this. I did
yes.
not catch that. Okay.
Yes. So unless I'm very mistaken, but I'm pretty sure it's him.
Okay.
It's the dude who can turn invisible. So he's mm-hmm. been in the hospital room with Ollie this
yeah.
whole time. And essentially he's telling her, don't give anything away
yeah.
to the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, like, listen, you need to come with us or
yeah.
things are going to be really bad for your bonds.
Yeah. So she's being threatened. Her bonds life are being threatened. So mm-hmm. she's kind of forced to go along with this plan.
Yeah. So she leaves the hospital with this dude. And that is when she first disappears.
Yeah. So for 2 years.
How old was she? Because she, I think, stopped school, high school.
I think she's 14.
So it'd been like, I think she was currently in this book is like 19.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been 5 years
yeah.
since she was taken.
Yeah.
So she was fucking 14.
Yeah.
When she was fucking taken.
Yeah. So.
It's bad, guys.
Yeah.
It's
so
bad. We knew her backstory was going to be bad, and we're not even all the way into
I know.
It, and it's bad.
It's roughy, stuffy.
Yeah.
So, flash forward to the present time. North Griffin and Knox, which, again, are at this resistance camp. They've been gone for a while, and they realize something's wrong. Ollie is in trouble or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they try
the vibe.
To.
I
yes.
think their bond vibe right. is tingling.
Tingling, spidey senses.
Yeah.
So they're able to. Well, they're trying to get in contact with Kieran because he's supposed to be watching over Ollie as the transporter.
Mm-hmm.
But because Kieran's at the camp and his powers are being blocked, he is unreachable at the moment.
Yeah.
So they call Gabe and Atlas, who they finally get to talk to, and they tell them what happened. And of course, they rush back, back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to Ollie's perspective. She's strapped down to a chair in the torture tent.
Yeah, so she essentially turns to Kieran and is like, all right, this is gonna get rough,
mm-hmm.
but I need you to fucking play along.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here before. I'm gonna do my best to get us out of this shit. But you need to fucking defer to me and buckle up because it's going to get fucking
yeah.
rough.
She's an expert at this camp.
And it's really interesting because Ollie has an intense, insane amount of trauma. And her reaction is she, like, now that she's back in the place that all of it stems from, she's very, like, flippant about
yes.
it. And I think that's kind of like a defense mechanism
yes,
for her
absolutely.
To try to... like, you know, less gravity
mm-hmm.
situation when, you know, you're kind of fucked
yeah.
and you can't get out of it.
She's
right
suppressing
now,
and repressing. And she
yeah.
often says in this book that she's really good at compartmentalizing. So she's aware.
Mm-hmm.
She's aware she can
yeah.
kind of turn off her feelings.
Yes. Yeah, so Ollie is strapped to a chair. Oh, and it's kind of funny. Well, it's not kind of. Well, it is. Anyway. So at the camp, a bunch of people are really fucked up.
Yeah.
And messed with. But she's like, oh, I get the VIP treatment.
Right.
And that's kind of a joke because her VIP treatment just means she actually gets 3 meals a day. Yeah. That isn't like shit meals. Mm-hmm. They actually get good meals.
She gets a shower.
Yeah, she does get to shower. And she is safe from getting gang raped.
Right. And from being killed. Because they want her alive, right? Because she's the infinite weapon.
Yeah, it's very common for men in these books to gang rape the women.
It's really fucked. Like, the showers are a scary place to be. Yeah. And, you know, she witnessed a lot of that happening.
Yeah. One thing of note, Brutus is still with her. So Brutus is Nox's pup.
Right.
One of his shadow pups that is always with Ollie. Mm-hmm. And Ollie is able to hide Brutus because he'll, like, shrink in size and hang out behind her ear, which I think is so cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. And so, actually, back at Nox's and North Griffin, Nox has said, like, oh, you know, Brutus is with her. I can see that she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a point of comfort, but they don't know where she is.
Yes, and as a recap, the only person Ollie is bonded to is Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first two books, she's made a huge deal about she will never bond with any of them. And if she does, it'll put both her and them at a huge risk. Yeah.
She didn't want Silas Davies to know who they were, where they were. And she's also worried about her own power because we know that when you bond, your power can get stronger.
Yeah, and she's already strong as fuck.
Yeah.
And she's insanely terrified of getting stronger.
Right.
And we did find out in the last book, her code name at the Resistance was Infinite Weapon. Right. So we know that most likely the Resistance is wanting to use her as a weapon to kill a bunch of people.
Yes.
And she doesn't want to get stronger, potentially get taken, and
exactly.
be used as that weapon.
So Davies, you know, comes into the tent, and he's like, well, well, well.
Hey, girl.
Yeah,
missed you.
Been a long time. been looking,
like,
for your ass.
It's this really creepy moment. He's like, gosh, there were so many people who were here, and they, you know, let you go, and I just couldn't have it. So I tortured and killed all of them.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
I missed you, girl.
And he's, you know, he's getting his, he's like, he looks at Kieran and he's like, well, looks like I'm taking the trash out tonight. And she's like, you can't kill him. And he's like, why? And she drops off.
She
drops a load.
She drops a load and it's not poop.
She's like, he's my bond.
Yes. Yeah, so Davies, it turns out for the 2 years, one of the main reasons he was torturing her, two main reasons. One, to get to understand her power, her bond, and two, to figure out who her bonds are so he could then use that
to increase her power
and control her. So Ollie takes a gamble and is like, okay, he's for sure gonna kill Kieran, so I'm gonna say he's one of my bonds
to protect him.
And she even gets in Griffin's head
for like a split second,
for a very split second, and says, like, this is a fucking dire situation. I need you to tell Kieran to fucking play along right now. And that's all. And Griffin's like, what is going on? What's going on? And she's fucking silent. That's all she says to him. And then she can see the moment. It's kind of cool. She's like looking at Kieran and she can see the moment that Griffin starts talking to him. And then he starts going along with it.
It's also important because now that Ollie and Griffin bonded, Griffin's power has increased. And so she knows that he can reach Kieran, even though they're separated by quite a distance. So that's just another like hint at, oh, Griffin's neuro powers are actually going to be expanding.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Kieran plays along.
Yes.
And Kieran, they're kind of talking, so Silas Davies leaves and they're talking in the tent and he's like, what do you think about Atlas's dad being here, huh? Because Atlas seems like he was, you know, maybe betraying us all.
Yeah,
and
he could be a sleeper cell for the Resistance.
Yeah. So Ollie's, she's feeling conflicted because she obviously cares about him, trusts him.
Because Atlas was the first person of all her bonds to actually show love and care for her and really be there for her when others wouldn't. So she's like, I think she's hesitant and wary right now.
Right.
She's like, I don't want to immediately jump to conclusions and think he's a dickbag, but he's also not getting off the hook.
Yeah.
And then she's like, also, I can't even deal with this right now.
Yeah. Like, your father's BFFs with my fucking torturer, you know? Like, that's not a good look.
It really isn't a good look.
So Ollie, to try to figure out what's going on with Kyrie, because that's another thing. That's the whole point she came to the camp, was to protect her. She tries to convince some of the guards to let her go to the showers. And she ends up being able to. And while she's in the shower, she realizes that Kyrie, you know, coincidentally, luckily, ends up being in the next shower over.
Yeah.
And they kind of secretly communicate. And she actually ends up giving her Brutus as protection.
And she's like, Brutus, I need you to protect Kyrie. And if something happens, I need you to leave no trace of what you've done.
Right.
And Kyrie is like, ooh. Like, Kyrie is a badass.
Yeah.
Everyone is terrified of the shadow creature. Yeah. She's definitely wary of it, but she's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll take
Ollie's been here before. She knows what the fuck she's doing. Unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know. And so she trusts her on it. Yeah. She's like, okay. And Knox knows that, because he can see through Brutus's eyes. He knows that Ollie gave Brutus away, and he's pissed.
Yeah.
And he tells the whole group, he's like, she fucking gave him away. He's not hers to fucking give away. Right. It's like, bro, she's literally in a camp about to get tortured. Yeah. You need to chill the fuck
and
out.
I think Griffin is like, obviously she gave him away to protect Kyrie. Like, there's a reason. It's not just like to fucking piss you off, which is a good reason enough, but you know.
Yeah.
So back at the Draven University, I don't know where the tactical training center.
Yeah, I think there's like one in the Draven University. There's like one in their mansion. Yeah. I don't know. That's all around.
Back at the center, we find out that Atlas is locked up. So.
Yeah. So essentially, Atlas kind of came forward to the rest of the Bonds and were like, essentially said like, hey, I know what's going on. And so they immediately think he is resistance.
Involved. Right.
So they locked him up.
Yeah.
So you remember how Ollie had that chip put in her head, and the dude was threatening her, like, if you don't fuck these guys, we're going to make them fuck you, essentially. You know, just casual rape. And he said that there was a bomb in the chip.
And if you interfere with it, it'll explode and kill you?
Yeah. So the Bonds knew that she was GPS chipped. They did not know a bomb was put in her plate, in her head.
Yeah.
So Gabe and Atlas tell them, hey, we took her fucking bomb chip out. And they're like, what? First off, now we don't know where the fuck she is. Mm-hmm. So the one time her chip is out, she really needs, they really need to know where she is. But two, they're like, what do you mean, a fucking bomb?
They were not aware, which is honestly great for everybody.
It is really good, but it again is really interesting how it's like the very first time they all met each other, they went in with all this like baggage that wasn't even true.
I know.
And that really impacted their relationship. So it's really cool to see the like falsehoods unravel. But essentially, North, Knox, and Griffin interrogate Noakes.
Yeah,
Noakes is the guy who put the chip in.
With the explosive.
He is also the guy who turned invisible and was the one who convinced Ollie at the hospital to go with him to the resistance camps. So
he's been a sleeper cell.
He's a sleeper cell. He was responsible for the GPS tracker.
And essentially, the resistance have had her tracked as well with the GPS, right?
Yeah. So, I forgot. In the last book, when Sawyer takes it out, he's like, why is this sending a signal to the East Coast?
Right.
And Atlas has a very interesting reaction to it. And he's like, what the fuck?
Mm.
The East Coast, where his family is? And he's like, he just acts a little sus about it.
So it's like kind of implying that maybe his family, obviously now his dad, have maybe a connection to the resistance.
Yeah. And maybe we're tracking Ollie. Yeah.
So... back at the camp, Davies decides to start up his torture again.
Yeah, and it's really kind of it's funny but fucked up, because right before it happens, Ollie's like, all right, Kieran, because they're in the same tent together, buckle up, buddy. This is going to get really bad.
Yeah, you're about to watch this?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We could go to counseling later if we get out. But yeah, just fucking prepare as much as you can. It's about to get gnarly.
Yeah, so Davies starts unwrapping his tool set. You know, he's got his... Yeah. Classic torture items, and he starts going to town. And because Ollie's in severe pain that she's like trying to suppress, obviously, Griffin senses her and like feels her pain. I don't know, connects with her at that time. Yes. And then Davies is like, oh, who's that? Because he can feel Griffin.
Because Griffin fucking is able to get past all these defenses and starts screaming in her head what the fuck is going on.
They're both neuros, so they have, like, they're connecting, they're kind of sensing each other. Yeah. And so he's like, if you don't tell me where he is, I'm going to, you know, hurt you more, whatever. Kieran is uncomfy. And he's like, no, I'll tell you who he is, where he is. And he's like, his name's Griffin. He's a neuro.
And Ollie's like, literally shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Literally shut the fuck up right now, bitch.
And I will write down his address for you, and hands over a piece of paper.
Yep. And also, at this point, there is, like, a Griffin point of view. He's essentially, which just makes it more angsty and just juicy.
Yeah.
Griffin is at dinner with all the Bonds, except Atlas, because he's locked up. And then he literally feels Ollie starting to get tortured.
Right.
And so he just, like, falls to the ground and is screaming. And everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? And he's just screaming out, like, she's getting tortured right now. So it's like this...
It's fucked. Reader,
it's like, it's so fucked, but it's such a juicy moment. Yeah. Like, you see bitches.
Yeah.
You see she's not some fucking weak person who just fucking ran off. And it's like in the first book when she's like, man, if I could tell y'all what actually happened, you'd feel sorry.
Yeah. Like, this is the whole moment. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Like, we want them to know her backstory. We want them to sympathize.
Yeah. Because we didn't know Ollie's backstory, but we were always Team Ollie because we knew she was a gal.
We knew. Yeah, so Ollie's, so he gives him an address, and
Ollie doesn't know the address.
Ollie doesn't know the address, but, you know, we don't really know what's happening right now either, right?
Yeah.
So then,
some shit goes down.
Oh, so Davies leaves the camp because he's going to investigate the address. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if I don't find her Bond there, I'm going to come back here and rip you a new one. Whatever. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to kill you, right?
Yeah.
So Davies leaves, and this is like Ollie, like, okay, we have a moment where we can try to figure out how we're going to get out of this camp.
Well, remember, it's not Ollie. So one thing is at this point, Kieran is, like, really sick. Because he was injured. Something happened with his leg. He's essentially
he's got sepsis. What?
Yeah. And so Ollie at this point, I think her Bond has taken over.
Yes.
Because
Right. Yeah.
With her torture sessions, she could take a certain amount of pain, and then her Bond will take over, so she doesn't feel the pain anymore. And that's part of the reason Davies tortures her, because he is very interested in, like, the God Bond and wants to know more about it. So her Bond is out. But she's, I think, didn't Silas Davies drug her or something? Like, she's out of it.
I think that sounds right.
Something, yeah. I think she's drugged. So she's definitely, like, out of it.
Yeah.
And then she sees just Kieran's face by her. Essentially what he did is he broke the fuck out of his ankle to the, like,
he
ankle
was
shackle
down.
Or whatever
he's
in. And he comes over to Ollie, and he's essentially talking to Ollie's Bond. Yeah. And we now remember the name. Franklin is the shield.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I need you to kill Franklin. Yep. And it's just like his voice is like coming in and out. Like, she's drugged.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need you to kill Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And Ollie is able to do it.
Yeah.
And so essentially, Franklin is dead, but she's still chained to the torture thing. And the thing about, like, her getting tortured was Silas has done this multiple times, so he has, like, a specific knife in a specific area. So she's, like, mass bleeding.
Yeah.
And
so because the shield is taken down, Kieran is able to transport, and he transports himself to
this is so good.
North Griffin Gavenox, right? Yeah. And so he... Basically
he just, like, pops up.
He pops up,
and
he's like, I need a healer now.
Yeah.
And they're like, where's Ollie? Where's Ollie? And she's like, she's at the camp. Like, I need a healer because I have to come back to the camp. I can't transport because he's hurt. He's injured.
And he doesn't know the location. Yeah. He just, since he's transported there, he could transport back. So he can't even tell him. He's like,
they're
I
all
need
pissed,
you to get me a healer. I need to fucking fix me now.
They're being psychopaths.
Yeah, they're like, why the fuck is Ollie? Why the fuck you leave? And
how
he's like,
you
it's
leave
not,
her?
We don't have time. Get me a healer. So Felix comes in and is like, oh, your body is shutting down. Yeah. Your leg is fucked up. And, like, Kieran was almost dead.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get the, you know, where were you being held so we can try to figure out, you know? And he's like, I can't,
he's
I don't
like,
know.
I don't know.
And then he tells them about Davies and what he's doing, and he also tells them where he sent Davies. So there is a warehouse or location, an address, where basically it's a trap.
It's a booby trap.
Anytime you need an address to give to your, you know, enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he gave to Davies. And this is like somewhere in Massachusetts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something to give. I think, oh God, I'm trying to remember the name of the
house. I forget.
It's like Hell's something. Yeah. Or. It has this dope name.
So, you know, Felix is healing him, and he's able to get, you know, to a point where he's like somewhat healed, right?
Able to transport.
So they transport back to the camp, and they look around, and it's a massacre. Everybody's dead.
Yep.
And so
pretty much
Knox and, you know, a lot of them are realizing, okay, he says she's fine. Look what she did. She took everyone out. Like, he's fully like, doesn't care. You know, he's like
fucking whatever. Knox.
Right. And so they're looking for her. Kyrie runs up to, I believe, Knox and is like, is Ollie okay? And he's like, I don't know.
She's so worried about Ollie and then says like, she saved me from getting gang raped because this did happen before Silas left, but Kyrie was in the showers. Mm-hmm. A group of guard men came in to essentially gang rape. Brutus came out and killed them. But not only did he kill them, he made their entire bodies disappear. So there was only little traces of their DNA. So amazing. Silas knew that Ollie did something for that to happen and was also trying to torture that out of her too. So Kyrie is now 100,000% team Ollie because she was like,
she saved my
Ollie
life.
Ollie is literally here getting tortured and made sure that I was safe.
Yeah. She gave away a safety net to me.
Oh, we love Ollie.
And so the rest of the guys follow like the murder trail.
Essentially, the trail blood.
They come into a tent and Ollie's there, but her bond is taken over, and she's like torturing and killing people in the tent, I believe.
Yeah, so one interesting thing about Ollie's bond. So sometimes the bond takes over and Ollie is kind of fully present, able to talk to the bond, they can converse. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Ollie's bond takes over and Ollie's like essentially the bond has tucked her away, so she's not conscious, can't hear anything. Right. This is one of the moments. Uh-huh. Because what we discover later is there's been multiple moments in Ollie's life where the bond takes over and takes the memories of what happens away
to
from
protect
Ollie
her,
to
right.
protect her, because she was like, the girl has morals.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to see stuff that she's just gonna feel guilty about.
And the guys are like, can we have Ollie back? And she's like, not right now, it's gonna be too painful for her. So
so Ollie's bond is glorious.
Yeah.
She is a badass bitch. She calls herself a god. She takes no shit. She also doesn't call any of the bonds by their name. Like, Atlas is the indestructible one. Knox is the broken one.
The damaged one.
The damaged one.
Yeah, North is... I forget what North is.
Something shadow. Griffin is the shifter.
Oh, the dark one.
The dark one.
The dark one. Oh, Griffin... The shifter. Is that what?
No, the shifter is Gabe. Griffin is,
I forget.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
The liquor.
The liquor. He knows how to eat. Okay, anyway.
He sure does.
Anyway,
so Ollie's bond is taken over. She's torturing people who, like, fucked her up. Also, the injury from when Silas was fucking up her leg is, like, actively bleeding.
Right.
There's, like, a tourniquet, but it's not working really well. Like, she's bleeding out. But it's not good.
Yeah, so they're essentially able to take her with her bond's control back to the mansion, right? Yeah.
And it's cute because the bond is very, very protective of Ollie. She's like, I would die for Ollie. I love Ollie.
Yeah.
So that's a big reason why she won't go back. She's like, first off, seen not safe. Not going away until I know that she's safe.
Yeah.
Two, if I go back, she's just going to be in an insane amount of pain and I can just take the pain for her.
And she's like, so they say, okay, we'll get Felix to heal her because in the past she's been okay with Felix.
Mm-hmm.
And the bond is like, I'm just going to stay present because the healing process is going to hurt really bad. So they are able to heal her and basically she blacks out, right? She wakes up and she's like, doesn't know what's going on, right?
She wakes up fucking shirtless.
She's shirtless. Her boobies are out.
Boobies out.
And she's pressed up against one of her bonded, or her bonds, right?
Yeah.
North. So
Daddy North.
Daddy North. She's getting some skin on skin contact.
Yes, she is.
So that's one of the things, I guess, that is helping to control her bond or re-energize her. I don't know. It's just like skin to skin, being close to her bonds, right?
Yeah, because she used a shit ton of power to kill everyone in the camps.
So she's exhausted. She's been sleeping a lot.
Yeah, she sleeps for days, but she needs that one-on-one skin time with her bonds.
And when she I love when she comes back into herself and she's like, she's so embarrassed.
She's like, where the fuck is my shirt? Yeah. Why are my titties up on you, bro?
And she's just like, I can't believe I did that. You know, whatever. And so the we did realize in the last book that Sage and Felix were bonded.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's like official now.
Right. And
they're
redoing the blood tests and we're trying to figure out, you know, the source of who caused that and what's going on with Riley and Giovanna, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as this goes on, so North's secretary Pin, she's every time she comes around, Ollie's just like, ugh. You know, and Griffin
Bond does not like
Griffin him. Feels that she feels that way. Yeah. So he's always like, just go home, leave, get away. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very protective. So
then it's time for sexy times.
Yes. So it basically Ollie's showering or no. North takes her into the shower to kind of like
because she's all fucking bloody.
Yeah. 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 With their clothes on, you know, they're like just sitting in the shower together.
Mm hmm.
And then things start to get heated up.
It gets steamy.
It gets a little steamy.
The shower gets steamy.
Yeah. So they're like starting. He's like, so you can control the bond, right? And she's like, I mean, it kind of hurts at the end, but I can do it. And he's like, so I could just edge you for hours.
I know. I'm just like, whoa.
So North is fully on Team Ollie
right
now.
He's like, listen, I need you, baby.
Yeah.
I want you.
Yeah.
If you could hold a bond back, I'm going to be taking you one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. And Ollie's like, wait, right before, can I just talk to your bond for like a second?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if he does anything, just kill me.
I know. It's so sad because North has big boy trust issues.
Yeah. So he gives over to the bond and Ollie talks to him and is like, you're not going to hurt me, right? Like, and he's like, he gives out the information that bonds cannot kill each other.
And what North's bond says is he believes the lie.
Yeah.
So, one thing to point out. Right now, Ollie, North, and Knox are the three that their bonds are essentially like a separate being in them. And they can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the fuck is North's bond talking about? So, as a refresher, we learned in the past book that North's dad killed North's mom with his shadows.
Right. And so if they were bonds, they shouldn't be able to kill each other.
If they were bonds, he shouldn't have been able to kill her. And now we just discovered that Sage's blood work was fucked up on purpose.
Yeah.
And she actually is the central bond. Felix is in her bond group. Mm-hmm. So now it's like shit starting to come together. Yeah.
This is a bigger systemic issue that probably the Resistance are responsible for.
Yes.
So it's a kind of interesting because now it's like, oh, North's mom and North's dad probably weren't bonds.
Yeah. Because unlike this bonded group, it's very obvious when they're bonded because, like with Griffin, he's in her head and stuff, but that's not the normal.
Yeah.
So it is kind of harder to tell if you're not this super high power bond group.
Yeah, because you might just love somebody, you know, and then not necessarily be bonded.
Right.
And then, after that conversation, he gives North back and they essentially bond and they have a great time doing it.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's good. And I think it was a really lovely moment that Ollie took the minute to talk to the bond to also kind of
reassure him.
Like North, it's going to be okay. Because, I mean, even with August, his shadow pup, he doesn't even let him out very much. And Ollie's like, I love August. Yeah. I love it's like a moment where he puts August up and she was like, no, August is going to think I'm mad at him.
Right.
And it's just like all this sweet stuff. And North just doesn't trust
himself. Really cute. Yeah. So he gets a little bit of reassurance and then, you know, they bond while she's asleep. She somehow pops into Atlas's mind.
just some fucking general atlas, I mean, what is astral projection?
Astral projection. Mm-hmm. And well, Atlas is busy. Turns out he's pleasuring himself.
And essentially, like, Ollie astral projects her hand over his to, like, help him. Yeah. It's very interesting.
It's great. And so, because this is the first time that she's communicating with Atlas since all this went down, mm-hmm. you know, there's some tension. And he's like, I know, like, you're probably having some hard time trusting me right now. But if you want to look into all of my memories, I will give you that access. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to hear it from you, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't want to like be that invasive into your mind. I just want to hear the truth. And yeah. so like, she doesn't dig into his mind. She just helps him to masturbate.
pretty much. But it is a nice moment where she was like, you gave me the benefit of the doubt all this time. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. I don't want to invade your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, astral projection. Ollie, pretty much for this entire book, the number one thing she says to Griffin is, get out of my head, because he can read her. It's essentially like any thought she has in her mind, it's like she's yelling them out. Griffin can hear him.
She hates that.
She hates it.
He knows her thoughts all the time.
And Griffin won't tell her how to shield.
Yeah.
So he just always knows her thoughts, and she hates it.
Yeah.
Then...
yes.
Some more sexy times. But this time it is a threesome.
Whoa.
So Ollie's
we knew it was gonna happen.
Ollie's two bonded. North and Griffin have some fun sexy times.
Yes.
And they're very dominating men.
If anyone knows what the Eiffel Tower is.
The Eiffel Tower.
We'll look it up later.
Yeah, oh no, yeah, I see it now. I understand.
So,
they Eiffel Towered her for sure.
Yep. And, So, and geez. Then Ollie, so after that lovely session, Ollie tells Griffin about jumping into Atlas's head.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, shit. Definitely stay out of Nox's head.
He's like, don't ever, ever, ever get in Nox's head.
And she's like, well, I don't even know how I got into Atlas's
head. Bro, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get in anyone's head.
Yeah.
But obviously, we just more, you know, confirmation that Nox has some fucked up shit in his mind.
Yeah. So, kind of the next thing, Gabe goes to visit his mom because essentially everyone's living at the mansion right now. And Ollie kind of feels bad, like, oh shit, didn't even know your mom was alive. So, Gabe's parents, his dad died,
mm-hmm.
and his mom, ever since his dad died, is like mentally gone.
Yeah.
He's
become a shell of herself.
A shell. He goes to visit her. There's like a nurse aide or someone mm-hmm. like taking care of her. She's like refusing to eat, and he's like, mom, can you please not, like, he kind of almost has like a little bit of resentment for her.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I was a child when dad left, and now I'm having to like grow up too fast. And I lost not only my dad, but my mom.
He feels abandoned, even though he knows internally that it's not her fault, but it's still like, damn, like, this is my mom. She doesn't love me.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
And it's sad because at one point she like talks to him like a child. Because she's like, seems to lose herself in time.
Yeah.
So she'll tell him, like, no, baby, I can't play with you right now. Okay, mommy's tired. Like, come back later. And he's just like,
it's almost like dementia. Like, it feels like they've just lost themselves, their personality, and their, like, timeline.
I know. It's really sad. It's like, oh, I'm just having a roughy time.
Because of all the resistance chaos that's been going on, they decide that it'd be best to get all of the friends to move into the mansion. So Sage. Mm-hmm. Felix, Sawyer, and Gray are all moved into the mansion. It's a huge house party.
Yep.
We find out that Sawyer and Gray from the blood work are mm-hmm. in the same bonded group, but they're not bonded to themselves, like, to each other.
Yeah, so they are not the central bond, but they're the same bonds in the same bond.
Which is
group.
Cute.
Which is really cute. Yeah. So it's like, aw, they get to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Sage learns that she has four bonds. She is a central bond, so we know Felix is a bond.
Yep. And
we
Riley.
Know Riley is a bond.
Well.
And we find out that Kieran is one of her bonds.
Mr. Transporter.
Yeah, and now that Kieran and Ollie have been through the camps together, they're fucking tight.
Yeah.
And Ollie is like, nice.
I respect that.
I like it.
And then
you.
Her fourth bond was someone who had graduated from Draven University and kind of moved away. So she doesn't know a whole lot about this guy, and we don't really know where he is, but he's out there, and we're not going to – I think she says, like, at some point, like, right now with all this going on, it's probably not the best to try to go after him or something. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. So next, Ollie goes to visit Atlas.
Oh, yeah.
We find a bunch of tea. So,
yeah.
Atlas Bassinger is essentially the Dravens of the East Coast. And his mom and dad are active members of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up on Resistance propaganda, all that shit. And when Ollie disappeared, he kind of resented her.
Yeah.
He's like, you left me. So he was like fucking around with all these girls.
Yeah, he was getting trashed.
Getting trashed, party boy. And one day when his parents were gone, he ended up finding these videos on his mom's laptop.
Sketch.
Turns out
it wasn't porn.
All the footage of Ollie being tortured by Silas Davies when she was 14 for 2 years.
And I, just to say, I have seen, like, real footage of people getting fucked.
Like, tortured or fucked?
Oh.
Which
tortured,
one?
Tortured.
Okay.
Well, both, but, you know. I just mean to say that I can't imagine watching that. Like, I've seen someone be beheaded before.
Oh, my God. Was this a thing?
It was a thing.
I
don't know what's wrong with me, but I very much...
It's the thing where it... Just brief explanation, like it progressively shows you more fucked up videos to see how long
but they're
you can
real
watch.
And it's like really painful and hard to watch as a human being.
Yeah.
So like watching someone that you're supposed to love and care for like being tortured to
and
the point of like
he didn't just watch one video.
Yeah.
He watched all the videos on the laptop.
And he tells her this and she's like, oh my God, who else has seen the videos? And he's like,
and she fucking gets embarrassed. I know.
And she's like,
oh
I don't
God,
want
that
I don't
wasn't
want
a
sympathy.
Hot look for me.
Like I don't want She's like, I don't want to be pitied. But she's like he's like, okay, Knox didn't see it. It was only North and Griffin.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And then it turns out that Atlas's mom loves Atlas.
Yeah.
And Atlas's dad is a really big Resistance member.
Mm-hmm.
Atlas's mom knew that Ollie was his bond, but didn't want to, like, go against the Resistance.
Yeah.
So essentially what she's been doing is she's kind of been a guardian angel to Ollie. When Ollie escaped, there was a couple times she had really close calls of getting,
captured.
Like, recaptured.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was... Atlas's mom who was preventing that from happening. And then also with the chip in her head, you know how Sawyer was like, that's weird, there's a signal going to the East Coast. It was Atlas's mom keeping tabs on Ollie and making sure she was safe.
Damn.
And it's not because she loves Ollie or cares about her at all. It's only because she loves her son.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit, if that's not some like fucked up shit Atlas has to deal with, I don't know what is.
So, yeah, Ollie's kind of processing all this information, and she's trying to figure out, like, you know, what to think.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely, I think, trusts Atlas and is happy that he's opening up to her about all of this. And definitely understands that why it would have been challenging for him to talk about this in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, the next...
Oof.
So, Ollie...
Oof.
And
this
Knox,
is rough. This is rough.
They don't have a good relationship. We know this, you know. They piss each other off. He's terrible towards her.
Mm-hmm.
And at one of the dinners,
I think. Yeah, the family dinners.
I think what happens is North
commands
him to do something, right? Like to shut up or I don't know. He's like saying stuff and North tells him to stop.
Yeah.
And then Ollie as just like a little just to dig at him a little bit, she says,
"Quote,
such a good little boy doing as you're told." And she's trying to cut at him, but she doesn't realize that specifically saying that was not the right thing to say. So
yeah,
all
it's
of a sudden,
huge I mean, he's like full on
Bond comes out.
Yeah. Full on Bond comes out because he's essentially panicked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And they essentially have to get everyone out of there.
And she's like
she
immediately
feels horrible.
She's like, what did I say? What happened? I don't even know what I did. And I think Griffin just is taking her out of the room, right? And they're like, it's just specifically what you said wasn't good.
Yeah, because Griffin and Atlas at this point are bonded. And she feels really bad. She's like, I'm just trying to, like, fucking dig at him. I don't want whatever this is. And they're like, I can't tell you why.
Yeah.
Because it's not mine to say. Mm-hmm. But don't talk to Knox like that.
Yeah.
So we're getting more and more hints that Knox has something real bad in his past.
And now that Atlas has kind of told the truth about the Resistance, all the other bonds are kind of like, maybe he can help us, like, with information. And, you know, and so they are using him kind of to see if he recognizes any prisoners or, like, just to talk about any camps that they don't know about, any knowledge, intel that they can get.
Yeah.
And then Ollie ends up joining one of the tactical training missions.
They do. And they end up going to a camp. And what's really interesting is most of the time when the good guys go to the Resistance camp, they're able to kill the Resistance. But of the people there to save, they're like, percentage is like they can save 33% because it's just so hard to
get. Yeah.
When Ollie comes along, the percent saved is 100%. So they go along to this camp. Ollie's bond comes out. And it's really funny because Griffin at this point is in her head. Yeah. Can hear everything. And Ollie's bond is very like, listen, I'm perfect.
Yeah, she's arrogant.
I'm a god. They try to give her a gun. She's like, I have no use for a gun. I am a god. It's just fucking amazing shit like that. And I just love that Griffin is like, we're going to have to talk about this when we get back. Her fucking bond's insane. I mean, the shit, if you could hear the shit going on in her brain right now.
Yeah. And her, like, sense of her awareness of people is so accurate that she can feel who's bad and who's good. And so that's how she kind of, like, saves everybody.
She's able to tell the intentions. Like, are they here to hurt me or not? If they are, she fucking kills them.
It's awesome. She's fantastic.
Yeah. But originally when they first go to the camp, they're like, don't just fucking start killing everyone because we want to take survivors and, like, resistance people to interrogate,
like the top dogs,
get information.
Right.
So it turns out one of the people who is at the camp is Atlas's sister. Mm-hmm. We did misspeak in the last podcast.
Whoops.
We said Aurelia was taken. She at that point was not.
Yeah, so this is when she enters the story.
Yes, and it's just Aurelia, not any of her other bonds.
Yeah.
And it's kind of almost like a test for Atlas, like, all right, now you're choosing family or Ollie. Mm-hmm. And he is like, I'm not going to sway from that. Yeah. I'm Ollie 100%.
Yeah, and Ollie's like, we're not going to kill her. We're just going to take her prisoner. She doesn't want to hurt her because I think she thinks that on a deeper level that would be really fucked up. But Atlas is totally on her side. And another thing they see at this camp, so in the past, another way that Davies gets at Ollie and gets under her skin and tries to control her is by
gets the bond out
is by using children as a weapon, essentially as a tool to, like, break her down. So he murders kids, or threatens their lives. And so they find a bunch of dead children at the camp. And Ollie's like, I know that this is Davy's doing. I know this is meant for me.
Yeah, she was like, this is, it's because of me he's doing this. Because he knew I would be here. This is a message to me that he will just kill whoever he wants to get to me. And it's like, it's so fucked up because she feels so insanely guilty about it and like it's her fault, which of course it's not.
Yeah.
But, like, if I were her, I would, too. Yeah. Like, you know?
And so, obviously, Davies went to that address, and it was not the correct one, so he's pissed off.
Yeah, he's a little bit upset.
Yeah, a wee bit.
Like, So,
Once
the mission's over,
they
don't
go home.
They're transported back.
Yeah.
But it's not to the Draven Mansion. It's to something called the Sanctuary.
Yeah.
So, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is it?
North, aka Daddy Draven, his family has been like building and constructing this thing called the Sanctuary, which low-key is a fucking city with houses and all the shit, and that he essentially expedited in during his term as a councilman, and especially with all the shit going on with Ollie, it's essentially a safe haven, a sanctuary for all the people who are fighting the Resistance. And to get in, you have to be vetted by Griffin, who can read your mind.
Make sure that you're safe.
Lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now they're all at the sanctuary and they are building a house for specifically the Draven mm-hmm. Bond group. It's not done yeah. yet, so all five of them are like hanging out in a, or no, it's six of them, yeah. Are they're all hanging out in yeah. like a small house.
Right. So they have to be kind of on top of each other for a little bit.
Yeah, but that kind of drives Ollie crazy. Yeah.
Everybody who has moved into the sanctuary are kind of living like that too, because they don't mm-hmm. have all the houses ready. So it's like multiple families are living in one house, but it's like the safest way to be right now, because the Resistance has attacked Draven University multiple times. So it's like yeah. they want to start moving in here.
Yeah. And they have like a bunch of shields that go around the yeah. sanctuary. So everything's shielded up. Mm-hmm. at all times, so it's supposed to be like this really safe place, and it's this really beautiful thing where it's like Draven is fucking loaded,
yeah,
and he's used that money
yeah.
to protect the community, and he's like, a lot of the times the council only focus on high tier gifted, but he's like, I'm saving the high tier, the low tier, I don't yeah. care what tier you are,
yeah,
like this is a safe space as long as you're anti-resistance right. and you're not gonna hurt me or yeah. my bond.
Exactly. It's just awesome like that he. And sometimes he's like, yeah, I don't care about the thanks because I know I'm not going to get it. But, like, yeah. this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be in my legacy, you know?
I know. It's so cute.
And we're going to quickly, briefly. This was, I had to add this because it's fucking hilarious. So Griffin, funny. Of course, is a dirty man.
He is a dirty man.
He loves to eat out some Ollie.
he loves them olive holes.
So he, you know, aggressively is going down on Ollie, whatever, best time of her life.
Yep.
He's like,
all right, time for me to go to work, baby.
And she's like,
aren't you gonna shower?
Aren't you gonna shower? He's like, no, I love this. I'm gonna show it off. So basically, he goes down on Ollie and does not clean his face.
So he goes to work, and North sees it and is like, you shouldn't do that, because yeah. North is like really fucking
possessive
and protective of Ollie, and Griffin's like, I want the world to know, baby, yeah. and fucking Kieran comes up to Griffin and is like, new cologne.
Okay, two thoughts. One, that is disturbing, because
what does it smell like?
Because Kieran, he knows that Griffin smells like Ollie's vagina
all on his feet. Bro. Like, is there marks? Like, I'm is also, it yeah. dried and it's crunchy? It's
either, oh no, it's either that or he just smells like sex, but you know,
but that's not an attractive smell. No, I'm no. hoping in this series it smells like vanilla or yeah. ice cream,
lavender. It's odd, but it's fucking hilarious. It's and so at funny. The next thing that happens is that Kieran says it, I don't know, but Ollie finds out that people are like yeah. realizing what's going on,
yeah.
and she gets really mad, and then Griffin has to, like, you know, apologize and be like, I'll never, you know, never do that again. It's hilarious. I love that.
It is very funny. Yeah. I'm just, new cologne. But anyway, so Jesus, I mean, can you, like, I just,
we have to say, like, these books are raunchy. Like, we talk about
there is spice.
No, we it's talk about there. The plot, but they're very spicy. They're very, very spicy.
We love some spice, yeah. and it's just it's sometimes very hilarious spice.
Like, yeah,
you smell like pussy.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. So because the sanctuary, right, is underbuilt, it's not fully ready.
Yeah.
Gabe has a history because his uncle owns like a
construction
company.
Yeah,
he knows how to like build houses and like,
yeah, he does. Oh yeah. Build them, Gabe.
Yes. He knows how to build houses. He has the know-how, so he volunteers to help out, and he takes Ollie along, and she tries to learn some skills but mostly just watches him work.
Yeah.
Eventually Atlas also joins in and, you know, tries to learn some things, but he's not very good at it.
Yeah, so he gets really frustrated.
It's funny. But yeah, they're helping to do that. That's kind of how they're spending their days right now.
Mm-hmm. So Ollie's bond still needs Nox time, but Nox doesn't like it. So he essentially makes a deal with his own bond that he's like, listen, I'll let you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have time with Ollie's bond. Just don't fucking touch and no fucking bonding.
Yeah.
So anytime, and Ollie doesn't know this.
Yeah.
So anytime Ollie, it's Knox's night. Mm-hmm. She'll sleep in the bed, and Knox will lay next to her and let the bond out. And so the bonds just talk all night, which is really fucking adorable. So she always wakes up feeling like, damn, I feel like I got no sleep. Yeah. But that's weird. I slept like 8 hours.
So no one knows about that except Knox.
Yeah.
Next, like, bad thing to happen is that there's a secret sympathizer in the sanctuary. It's like, we just got here. Everybody's supposed to be vetted. Everything's supposed to be safe. Mm-hmm. And the water supply is contaminated with some evil bacteria. So they know somebody's a fucker.
But no one died or anything like that. They're able to, like, some sort of sensors caught it, whatever. Yeah.
But they need water.
Now they're being forced to go on a supply run and leave the sanctuary. So Ollie decides to go with all her bonds. And her bond takes over, essentially. And essentially they stop at, like, a fucking Costco in the middle of nowhere.
Walmart. She says Walmart.
Oh, does she? Yeah. It's Walmart. So they're, you know, they send people in to get water. She's hanging out in the parking lot, and her bond is completely out. And she's essentially looking, I imagine, like, where all the, like, big Walmart trucks back up and connect or whatever. She's just fucking staring at it.
Yeah. Something's off.
And she's like, something's going to happen here. And Griffin's like, okay, guys, we need to fucking move. Something's going to go down. Yeah. And essentially what happens is these three men just pop up.
Yeah.
I forget, what are their names?
I don't remember their names, but they're, like, resistance guys who show up.
One is, like, Ollie knows, right? And is, like, or at least knows is, like, super powerful. Like, maybe a shield that was, like, more powerful.
Or a transporter
than
or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I think it was a transporter that was supposed to be, like, super powerful. And the old unbonded her would not have been able to kill.
Right.
She's able to kill him. Mm-hmm. And she says, essentially, like, this is Silas Davies' way of testing how strong I've gotten.
He's sending his most powerful people to her to see if she can take him down.
Yeah. Also, a new thing. So, Ollie's a soul render, which means she takes people's souls and they die instantly. But now that her bond has gotten stronger, she doesn't just take the souls. She'll eat them.
She can choose to consume them. So, she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But the bond likes to consume them because it gives her more power.
And she only essentially likes to consume the really powerful bonds.
Yeah.
Or, like, gifted. Because if it's, like, a low, like, you know, low power one, she's no, like, point. Ugh. That'd be, like, eating fucking
garbage.
What's a something, a gross food?
Fish fillet at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like a fish fillet. I want me a rare cut salmon. I don't know. What's a good fish? I don't like fish.
You guys get it. It's low tier food.
Yeah. So she will literally consume a soul, and then Ollie will take over and feel the soul in her stomach.
It's
as
horrifying.
Her bond is slowly consuming it.
It's horrifying.
So Ollie, very understandably, tends to lose her appetite.
She feels her bowels rumbling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Aw, and so this next part is really cute. So when they get back from the mission, Atlas wants to take Ollie out to have some alone time with her because they really haven't got a chance. They're living in this small place now. Mm-hmm. And they haven't got a chance to kind of talk and just have some alone time. So he takes her out on the ATV. So they kind of go around on ATVs a lot here.
Because it's like a city, but not like, you know, a big one.
Right.
I guess. It's like a town.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it seems to me kind of, I get Arizona desert-y vibes.
I do too.
You do?
Yes, I do. Arizona desert is beautiful.
Yeah. So it feels like a lot of cliffs, a lot of dunes and everything. Mm-hmm. And so they go off into this cave where he's kind of checked it out before, and he's like, oh, Ollie would love this. And he's got, like, he's got, like, a picnic and a blanket, and he's ready to, like, set up, and it's, like, a nice little date that they can have. And there's, like, cameras all around the area, but he finds a spot where, like, the camera can't view them, and it's, like, actually private.
Yeah.
And they connect, and then
They bond, baby.
They bond, baby.
They bond.
Yeah.
They bond real good.
They have a wonderful night.
A passionate, lovely affair.
Passionate. What did I
fashionate?
Say? Fashionate. Fashionistas. I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with that.
The next morning, Atlas wakes up and he's got a voicemail.
Because they can't ever have a couple solid hours of just peace and love and life.
The voicemail is from his mom.
His madre.
Yep. And he listens to it and it's like, Atlas, listen up. Your dad is taking some of his people and he's coming after you guys. It's a warning.
Yeah. she's essentially giving them a heads up that, hey, buddy, you're about to be fucking attacked.
Yeah.
Next thing that happens, shit hits the fan.
He looks over, you know, to the rest of the sanctuary, because they're kind of like high up. They can see over the town, right? And the gates to the entrance, I guess, are opening.
So that means the shield, whoever the shield was, is down.
Yeah.
And we don't know who did it, what happened. Fighting is happening. Yeah. They're able to stop the resistance, but it's like this big fight. Houses that Gabe freshly built are blown up.
Dude, it's awful. Like, they just got here for a safe haven.
It's so sad.
And it's attacked immediately.
Like, and there's children there, so it's like, what is Valkyrie? Kyrie is like running around saving kids, because it's a lot of, and it's really this really cool moment where you see the like quote unquote low tiered gifted, even though they're low tiered, they're using whatever power they have to protect them and their children. Yeah. Like, some of them are holed up in a schoolhouse protecting kids, and it's like this really cool moment of like the whole town coming together. But it's also really sad, because it's like, why do they need to do that? They've just been here a couple days.
And at first, North and Griffin get into Ollie's head and are like, just stay out there with Alice. Don't come back.
And she's like, yeah, fuck that. Because one of the things that's really been happening a lot in this book is she's feeling really restless. Yeah. Like, she's really being almost like pampered. Like, she's all her bonds are like, oh, no, we don't want you to get in danger.
She feels useless.
Yeah, and she's like, listen, I'm quite literally the most powerful one here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just sit around on the off chance that it protects me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking make shit happen.
So she convinces Alice to, let's go back. We need to help the community that we're trying to protect.
Yeah.
So
and they save.
Back. Yeah.
I don't remember if anyone dies, but
they go to the medic center, because that's where Felix is with Sage, right?
And Kieran. Yeah. So they're going, they're hanging out, and they're like, guys, this is fucked up. This is really stressful. North and like Griffin are hanging out, trying to like, you know, figure out how to figure out the situation, essentially. And then Griffin sends Ollie a mind message.
The same thing. But North gets in her head and is like, who are you with right now? Where are you?
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about?
And he was like, don't react. Yeah. Don't make it look like we're talking to you. Who is there?
Yeah.
She's and like, it's just Felix, Sage, Kieran.
And they're like, okay, just
stay put.
Stay put. We're coming to you. And then Griffin sends her a mental image.
Yeah, because Ollie is like, what the fuck is going on? And they're not talking back to her. And she's like, I need you to, I'm going to fucking start panicking. Because Felix at this point is like, Ollie, your heart rate is like fucking spiking. Are you okay? And she's like,
Yeah. Griffin knows that if he just tells her, she won't believe it. That's how fucked up this is. So he has to send her a mental image. And it shows the shield that was supposed to be protecting the sanctuary being killed. And the
shield's
throat cut. And the person who cut the throat
was Sage!
Sage Benson!
Oh my god. She murdered the shield, which then led the resistance into the sanctuary. Yeah.
And that is how the book ends. What a freaking cliffhanger.
Yeah, because now we have to think, okay, were we as readers played this whole time and Sage was a secret sleeper cell?
Uh-huh.
Or, like, what the fuck is going on? Because, I mean, make it make sense.
Right. Because, like, my thought was, like, okay, we do know that someone like Giovanna can get in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, force you to do things. Like, maybe there's a power like that. But also, we've seen sleeper cells. So it's like, we don't know what to think right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, we know that Ollie's not going to react well to this.
No, because that's her bestest friend. And it's like, was she wrong the whole time? And if she's not wrong, then is it someone else in the sanctuary who's controlling Sage?
Yeah.
Is it someone outside the sanctuary who's powerful enough to control someone from that far away? Is it multiple people? Like, you don't know.
It's so fucked. Really fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow. Jay Bree.
Jay Bree. You silly, silly girl.
Another great book. I loved it. It was good. as the bond, as they start to bond with each other, it's just like, oh, it's so nice, you know?
I know. It really is, like, all the falsehoods that they had of their, like, initial feelings towards each other is, yeah, like, unraveling, and they're finally able to find, like, the truth in each other. And
I do remember, like, really we didn't really talk about it, but after she bonded with North, both Gabe and Alice, like, in different settings or whatever, were asking her, like, so, you know, what are your thoughts about bonding now?
Because Gabe and Atlas were like,
those are her first friends.
Her first friends, and they're like, okay, so Griffin, now North. I understand Griffin. It wasn't like you couldn't help it, right? But now North.
Yeah. So like, hello? What's the dealio?
Here I am, ready to be fucked. Yeah,
and she's still hesitant. You know, yeah, like she's still like, I don't know. But then I think with Alice, she finally realizes like,
oh, I forgot. But Atlas says like, listen, like your power is off the charts. What if?
If
you
that's
can't
the max,
get any stronger, you
right,
just get better control.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of what leads her to bonding with Atlas. Yeah. You sly devil.
You sly devil. But anyways, it's just a really nice like part like of the books, the series, to like start getting into like the relationships, and finally people know the truth about Ollie, and mm-hmm, it's like really relieving. So they're not just like constantly having misinformation and lying all the time,
yeah,
you know. So it's interesting. Stay tuned for that next one. Wait, let's do ratings.
Yes, ratings. All right, out of 5 stars, I give it, drum roll, 5 stars.
Are
you not?
No, I'm thinking.
Oh,
I'm thinking because
wow,
I want to.
Wow.
I'm thinking.
Haley?
No, I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, I was like, damn.
No, it's good. I liked it.
It's so good. I mean, I just. Chef's kiss. Jay Bree, you gotta see you.
I like it a lot. I
we
like
love
it a
you,
lot,
girl.
I love.
It's so good, and this book does such a good job of just fucking bringing you in and, yeah, make you desperate for more.
Because this is like where we first learned about Silas and like her whole past, the torture, everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's a wild fucking ride.
Yep.
Yeah. And she gets ridden. I mean, what? Okay,
yes,
what's the next
does.
Book's called?
The next
so
one?
The
Forced.
Next.
Forced Bonds.
Forced Bonds.
Ooh.
Interesting title.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
That's what I feel like with Griffin was, you know, like Forced
Bonds. Yeah.
Bond.
But his book was called Savage Bonds. Yes. This one was called Blood Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is Forced Bonds.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For book 4 out of 6, Forced Bonds.
Indeed.
All right. With that, our closing.
Later.
bye.